Thought this morning is faith by hearing. I'd like to begin with the familiar text of Scripture in the 10th chapter of Romans and the 17th verse. Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
So then, faith cometh by hearing.
And hearing by the word of God. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Think about it like this. We hear with our ears. Then there's a translation that has to take place. Because then we obey, or we put into practice, we obey with our hearts. See, so we hear it with our ears, we obey with our hearts, and then it's what's in our heart that determines what we do, right? So faith by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So into our ears, in our head, into our hearts, and then what's in our heart determines how we act, right? There's a familiar text of Scripture in Proverbs. It says, keep your heart with all diligence, right? Because out of it are the issues of life, right? So that's where it goes to, because that's what causes the action. So again, thinking about this thought, faith by hearing. Considering something in a natural sense that I want us to ponder and think about. You know, the likelihood of you believing something is greater if you hear it over and over again. If it's something that's repeatedly told to you, you're more likely to believe it. Think about, and when you think about that, I think about how the enemy likes to use that. Maybe you think of situations, maybe different ones that have, the enemy uses it in a negative way. Maybe you've known of different ones let me backtrack. So the enemy wants to use it in a bad way, but God's plan is always meant for it to be used positively. All right. So now the way the enemy works here, maybe you've known of or know about even now, people that have been a part of maybe an environment where there was verbal abuse. And what happens in environments like that with verbal abuse, those that are abused verbally, they start to believe the things that they are told. And maybe even you think about people that have grown up maybe in certain environments, maybe where they were taught to treat other people differently. I'm going to say it like that. Grew up in an environment that was constantly something that they were told, they start to believe it, right? And then what happens is it takes someone getting out of situations like that to recognize that, wait, this is not so. This is not the way it's supposed to be. So again, talking about how the enemy likes to use things for evil when God wants to use them for good. So when we think about this thought about faith coming by hearing, it's something that is for us, we need to hear it. That we have, in order for our faith to take hold of all the promises that God has given us in his word, we have to continually hear it. When we go back and we think about what God did for us when we first surrendered our hearts to him, it took believing what we heard. And it took, we heard it, but then it took hearing it and then getting it down in our hearts. And then it causing us to react in some kind of a way. So faith is defined as belief and trust in and loyalty. And we're talking about here to God, a complete trust, something that is believed, especially with strong conviction. All right? So it's something that you have to grasp hold of and hold on to, right? And we'll talk about the Bible definition of faith here shortly, but I'd like us to go back a little bit earlier here in Romans, and it gives a foundation here for that 17th verse. So I'd like us to start reading at verse 10. Romans 10 and 10. It says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation." See what we talked about now? You heard about it. What we heard about this son Jesus that was born on the cross, and that he died, he was born. Then he was, as he lived his life, he was crucified on the cross. Then he died for each and every one of us. So we hear that, and the verse says here that so we heard it with our ears, but it had to get down into our hearts in order for us to receive it. Right? So with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. So now it's something that we heard. It got in our heart. And now it caused something within us. It affected us in some kind of way, such that it caused me to confess with my mouth at an altar of prayer and say, "Lord, I recognize that what you've done for me, and I believe it. I believe it, and I'm giving myself to you." It says, "Confessing with my mouth is made unto salvation." Right? All right. What's the 11th verse say? "For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." So I can come to God and know that I don't have to be ashamed, because I believe what he said he would do, and I humble myself before him, and guess what? He did it for me. And that's nothing to be ashamed about. It's something to be thankful for. I thank the Lord what you've done for me. You know, the enemy would try to say, "Well, you got to come and humble down somewhere." Oh, but that's okay. The benefits of it far exceeds that, right? Thank the Lord. So what does the 12th verse say? "There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich upon all that call upon him." So this lets us know that God is no respecter of person. If you hear what he will do for you and you believe it, you maybe witness what he's done for somebody else, he'll do that same thing for you. Doesn't matter who you are. They said the Jew or the Gentile, we know how it is in the Bible, and how we talked about that a little bit this morning in Sunday school, how he came, and it didn't matter who he came to, and that's still today. Don't matter where you came from. Doesn't matter what you involved in. It says here in this verse, it said there's no difference, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all them that call upon him. There's the qualifier. The qualifier is call on him. Call on him and see what he'll do for you. But faith started by hearing. And then it had that effect on us. But the point here being that it's available to all that call upon him. Because what does it say in the next verse, in verse 13? "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." All right? It don't matter. There was no other qualifications given. All of it says is whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. When you call upon him with a repentant heart, right? What you heard, you believe it got in your heart, and it's causing you to do something about it. And when you confess yourself, your sins to him at an altar of prayer, and ask him to come in and cleanse you and clean you up and make you a new creature, He will do it.
That's what the word said. Now faith cometh by hearing. All right? This is what the word says, so we need to hear it. This is what I take place. It says, for whosoever, that's a, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Even now in 2025, it's still a possible today. Thank the Lord. Well, what's verse 14 say? How then shall they call on them, on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So here's the writer here is talking about how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed. So we talked about what has to take place. There has to be a belief in order for this to take place. And it's right here that says, think about what God has ordained those that bring forth the word of God, endeavoring to by God's grace and strength, take his word and be able to present it in a way that we can understand and comprehend and help us along the way. And that's what we endeavor to do by the grace of God. There's nothing special about us. We're just vessels that God uses, that by his spirit, he speaks through us. And we endeavor to break down his word in a way that's easy for us to understand and comprehend. And you know what? That's what our charge is. It's not up to us to, well, as you read, let's read that last, what's the 16th verse say, I believe. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So in other words, what's being presented is not received? Is that supposed to discourage us? No. The fact that here, think about it like this. Does someone not believing a report make the report not true? No. Right? Just because somebody come and tell me something, maybe something that happened, and I said, I witnessed this with my own eyes, and I saw this take place and that take place, and you go and share it with somebody else, and they say, I refuse to believe that. So does that change the report? No. The fact that what God has provided for each and every one of us, if some don't believe it, that's on them. Our responsibility is to present it in the name of Jesus. The writers, some of the thoughts of the writers was this. It says, though many that hear do not believe. What's that got to do with me? I want to hear it because I know that in that verse it says faith cometh by hearing. Right? And it talks about here, it took faith for us to receive salvation, right? Yeah, the word says without faith it's impossible to please him. So we recognize that faith, our faith, we have it at the beginning. It's necessary for salvation. We have to have it. But you know, we don't get it all then. See? That's the beginning. That's the beginning of it. It's salvation, right? But then there's progress and strengthening. There's a growth, and then there's a strengthening of our faith that happens by hearing, by us hearing the word of God.
The word of God, the writer says, therefore called the word of God is therefore called the word of faith. It begets and nourishes faith. God's word nourishes our faith. And then he allowed his word, then he increases it. Because faith cometh by hearing. Hearing, the writer says, that hearing which works faith is by the word of God. Right? It's not some fancy words that somebody can speak. I could be such an elegant speaker. That's not what's going to inspire faith. Faith cometh by hearing God's word. See, God's word is that's what it takes to allow the faith that we had when we received salvation at an altar of prayer, that God grows in our lives. It happens because of his word. Us hearing his word over and over and over, reading his word over and over, just reinforcing all of the precious promises that he has given us. Says that those who would not believe, see, it's not our responsibility to be concerned about, well, what if the report isn't heard? What if it's not received? What if it's not believed? It's not mine. Why would I take offense to it? If God gave me something to share from his word and it's not received, how can I take offense? It's not mine. It's God's. And my responsibility is to present his word, and I leave the rest to him. Because this is what ultimately the writer says, those who would not believe the report of the gospel, those who would not believe the report of the gospel, yet having heard it, are thereby left inexcusable and may thank themselves for their own ruin. That's a bad place to be in. So we need it. It's something, faith cometh by hearing. So it's important for us to constantly hear God's word. It's something that we need on a daily basis. You know, it's necessary, like I said, for us to get saved, but it's also necessary for us to stay saved. We got to continually, faith, Lord, I need to trust in some of your promises today. I don't know, you know, and we're in a daily battle, aren't we? You know, it's all of us we live in a world and we have lives and things happen in our lives. The things that happen in my life might be different than the things that happen in your life. Borrow the words I heard someone say recently in prayer meeting. I won't embarrass them, but the brother said, life be lifing. Right. And it happens to all of us, right? So I got to continually bombard my mind with some of God's promises because faith cometh by hearing. When I'm in a battle, the enemy is fighting against me. I got to get something, don't I? Where am I going to get it from? Got to get it from his word. We need encouragement. You know, we need encouragement too. You know, ministers aren't exempt. We have life too. Life happens to us as well. And we need sometimes to get some encouragement from the Lord. Recognize sometimes that, and you know, as we study, the word says we have to be first partakers of the fruit. Right. But you know what? Sometimes I believe God does. He gives us something especially for us, for me, and then you get the benefits of it.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
have written down here. I need to hear it. I need to hear it. And I can't even understand my own writing. God knows. Pray for us. Try to remember the thought that the Lord wanted to get out of this. The point being that we are all in a constant fight as we journey through life. And none of us are exempt. We all face the same devil. Right? And so what we need, encouragement along the way. You know, what God provided for us at salvation is not going to keep us for the rest of the time while we're here on this earth. We need more as we journey along the way. So that faith that we had for salvation, it has to grow and it has to progress. So what my point is, and I don't know, I just did written down wrong, but I it's something that's continual, that's needed all the time. And it relates to the verse in Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the first verse. See, it's something that I needed it to get saved, but I need some more now. It's something that I need all the time. What does it say in Hebrews 11 and 1?
Now faith is the substance of
faith. Now faith, okay? Does that say past faith? Does it say future faith? No, it's talking about for right now, in the moment. You know, life happens in the moment, doesn't it? And I can be inspired and encouraged knowing what God has done for me in times past. And that's wonderful. But you know what? Sometimes we go through things in life where we need something for right now. You know, we have it in our heads and in our hearts that we know God is good to us. We know God is faithful to us. But, you know, maybe we're dealing with something where you need something now. Yes. Now faith. It's the substance of things hoped for.
The evidence of things not seen.
And the evidence of things not seen. You know what? While we're here on this earth, we still human, aren't we? And what a human. The human beings just have unlimited, unwavering confidence. Do as human beings, does it mean after we get saved that we'll never have any doubts or any uncertainty? No, that's not realistic. We're human. So we need something now. Now, I may be going through a situation. I may be going through a circumstance that I can't see how it's going to work out. But that faith now is something, is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things that I cannot see. I can stand on the many precious promises that God has given us in His Word. And you know what could inspire me now? Is to hear those things over and over and over again. And you know what? So we can hear it from His Word, right? But we hear it different messages are preached, and we hear it some more. But you know what? We also hear it from what God is doing for His people. You know that's an example when we hear Thanksgiving, just the importance. Brother Johnson talks about that the sacrifice of your praise be on your lips continually. Why is it so important to give thanksgiving for God's faithfulness unto you? Faith cometh by hearing. I can hear about what God is doing for you in your life, and that can be an encouragement and inspiration to me. Where else are you going to hear it? I mean, can you go around in the world that we live in today and you're just going to receive encouragement and inspiration? See why it's so important for us to meet together? Whenever you have an opportunity to assemble with the people of God, take advantage of it. Faith cometh by hearing. So that continually hearing God's faithfulness
and his favor and his love that he extends unto his children. Hearing that all the time. I want to hear it as much as I can. Because I need it to help me continue on. Hearing it. And it encourages us. God, when you express thanksgiving and share your testimony of God's faithfulness unto you, of you holding on with the faith that he has given you, seeing it when you testify and we hear about how it's working in your life, those are expressions of God's word in forms of his blessing and his working in each and every one of us. So that faith by hearing, we receive it from his word, but you and I all play a part in it as well. When we express, I thank God for what he done for me. I thank the Lord. I was going through something and he gave me a scripture and he encouraged me and he brought me through. A testimony as Sister Dorinda gave. I had a prayer before the Lord concerning a matter and God answered prayer. Faith cometh by hearing. And guess what? He's no respecter of persons. So I know that when I come against something, maybe it's not the same thing. Maybe it's a little bit different. But I can say, Lord, I know what you've done for my brother and my sister, Lord. And you said you're no respecter of persons, Lord. And would you do it for me too? Help us, Lord. Faith cometh by hearing. That's encouraging to us. Don't hold things like that in. Share it so it can be an encouragement to somebody else. There's a song that we sing. It's number 225. One of the verses, it says, Have you been saved? His love to show. Right? I mean, it's... Salvation is a benefit to us as an individual, right? But it's also a blessing to other people, right? So I didn't get saved just to hoard it in for myself now. See, I have a responsibility now to show his love and express his love and share what he's done for me. Have you been saved? His love to show, who by your side each day doth go. Looking to him to help you through. Tell what the Lord has done for you. Faith cometh by hearing. Tell what he's done for you. Tell of his love, so strong and true. Tell what he's done for you. Others, see, they may need it too. You know, we never know what other people are going through. Unless somebody just shares everything with you, and that's probably not you probably shouldn't do that. Share those things with the Lord. But the encouragement is, all of us are going through different trials and tests. You never know what words you speak, a testimony, a words of encouragement that you give, how it can uplift somebody. Faith cometh by hearing. It's just something that you say. Maybe we'll resonate with something that God has been, maybe a scripture that he's given, and those things will come together and supply somebody with just what they need at that time. Tell what he's done for you. Now faith, the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. There's a scripture I want to share. I don't know that I have the time to be able to express it in the way that I want to express it. But it has to do with, now when we think about that verse in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, talking about now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We think about that naturally, maybe in things that we deal with in life, whatever it might be. Maybe a physical need, maybe a financial need, maybe a request that we have before the Lord, where we're trusting and standing on his promises for something that we know that he said he would do for us. But you know, there's another aspect to that verse that's spiritual.
in terms of us recognizing not being able to see things that God is doing and working within us individually.
Right.
And trusting that by faith cometh by hearing. So my faith taking hold onto things that God is working in the spiritual realm, and how that, what kind of effect that has on me. And that relates to a verse in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 18th verse. I just want to touch on this briefly, and by the help of the Lord, if there be another time to dig in this a little deeper, we will. But 2 Corinthians 4 and 18.
While we look not
at the things which are seen,
but at the things which are not seen.
For the things which are seen are temporal,
but the things which are not seen are eternal.
So understanding there's a great difference, there's a vast difference, the writer says, between the things that are seen and the things that are unseen. Things that are unseen are things that are eternal, and things that we see are temporal. So just understand that there's a natural and there's a physical. I mean, there's a natural physical application, but there's also a spiritual application to this. So I believe that by the help of the Lord. So we understand we have to sometimes recognize things. We have to use our spiritual eyes when we look at certain things rather than our natural eyes. And what happens within each and every one of us, which we can't necessarily physically see, but as we continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, there's a transformation that happens within us, that takes place within us, where we become more like Jesus. Is that something you physically see? You know, you don't feel like there's like, it's not like you were operated on, but God is working with you. And you know what? You experience it. The changes that God makes within each and every one of us, others can see it. They recognize it because of how our actions. But to recognize that's something spiritual. Right? That's the spiritual application. Those are the types of things that last through eternity. They're eternal. It's not something that's temporary that we can see, you know, just trying to think of an example, you know, like temporal things, you know, maybe situations, maybe on our jobs where we asking the Lord, the God to work and intervene, and we see and things happen. We see those things with our eyes. And that's a natural example of it. But recognize, even in situations like that, there's a spiritual component of it. That what is God doing within me? What is he trying to work within me in that situation? I don't know. I pray that. Do you understand the point I'm trying to get across this morning? And by the help of the Lord, if there'll be another time to do that a little better, I feel like I'm fumbling with it this morning. But God knows. God knows about it. Amen. I want to look at a story in the Bible, I believe, that illustrates the thought that we mentioned earlier in the message about how we hear with our ears, then we obey with our hearts, and then that causes action. Very familiar story in Matthew, the 5th chapter. Now, this is about something that took place, that happened, and there was a physical, this was a
something that happened physically, but I also want us to think about what was taking place spiritually as well while this physical action took place and there was a benefit and a blessing that happened. What was going on spiritually? So Mark, did I say Matthew? I meant Mark. Mark, the fifth chapter, and starting at verse 24. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. So Jesus was out, seemed like he was preaching, and there was a throng of people that was following after him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather she grew worse. And when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. So let's pause there for a moment and understand what's taking place. Here is someone that suffered with a physical condition for a number of years. And everything that she tried, nothing worked. And not only there was no improvement at all, not only was there no improvement, the situation, the physical condition that she had got worse. It got worse. So somehow she heard about Jesus. I don't know how she heard about him. It doesn't say how she heard, but somehow she heard about Jesus and she heard about the things that he was doing for people. So faith cometh by hearing. So she heard about there's this Jesus and he's going around and he's healing all manner of sickness and disease and he's doing some great work. And somehow the things that she heard got into her ears. And then it got down in her heart, and she started to think within herself, wait a minute, he's done this for others? Why not me? Why not? Well, so I heard about it, and I'm now taking it in and recognizing, wait, if he's done that for somebody else, perhaps he can do something for me. Now, so she heard it. Got down in their heart. Now what's she going to do about it? Huh? Some kind of way. I've got to figure out some kind of way that I can get to him. But how am I going to do it now? It seemed like she must have heard he was somewhere. So she thought in her mind, I got to get to him some kind of way. Right? So the faith by hearing now. So she got in her heart and mind, that I just believe somehow that if I could just, I don't even have to have any kind of interaction with him at all. I just believe if I could just reach out and just get a little thread. Right? If I can just touch a thread, then I believe based on what I've heard of what he's done, that if I could just touch a piece of thread, that he can do something for me. Now, it says there was a throng. So, I don't know how many of you have ever been in a big crowd of people. But is it easy to navigate around? Can you just kind of elbow your way through people? Or it's not going to happen, right? It's almost like a wall. So, the only really way that you can really get through a throng is really to lay on the ground and crawl, right? Right? Because, you know, we're three-dimensional, right? We are solid, right? Except down at our feet, right? There's some openings and things that we can crawl through. So in her mind, she wasn't concerned about Well, I'm going to look foolish. You, maybe if she told somebody, I don't know what kind of relationships, maybe she talked to somebody and said, you know what? I've been dealing with this issue for so long, and I heard about Jesus, and he's near, and I think, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go where he is, and I know there's going to be a big crowd of people following after him. I'm going to just get down on the ground, and I'm going to crawl like a snake or a worm, and I'm just going to somehow get to him. Maybe she got some encouragement, but what? That's silly. What are you talking? You know, but faith cometh by hearing. So just because you hear about what God has done, does that mean everybody's going to say, oh, yes, believe it with all your heart, trust in it. You believe that? You really believe that you can crawl through a whole bunch of people and touch some thread of this Jesus and that you can be healed? Yes, I believe it. Because I heard about what he's doing for others. And it says, she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. So somehow, some way, she got through the throng. And somehow, some way, she touched it. Because something happened. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she left it, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. It caused some action, right? And she did something about it, and God blessed her. What do you think God will do for us? Huh? Faith cometh by hearing. But if you don't hear it and don't have it get down in your heart now, the only way it's going to get down in your heart is for you to constantly be reminded of it over and over and over again. And a change happened in her. God did something special. Such that even Jesus knew something happened. I mean, I don't know how many people there was. And if you ever been in a crowd of people, I mean, do you even know? Somebody might brush up against you, and somebody might tap you on the shoulder or brush you. If somebody brushed your clothes, I could about guarantee you wouldn't feel it. But something happened. Jesus felt some virtue come out of him. Something happened now. It says, and Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about the press and said, who touched my clothes? Could you imagine Jesus' disciples? And he turned around and he said, who touched my clothes? And they looking at him like, Jesus, Jesus. You see how many people are right here? Like, I mean, how are we supposed to know? Who touched your clothes? We was facing this way anyways. We wasn't looking behind you. Disciples said to him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and thou sayest, who touched me? And he looked around, and he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. Somehow, Jesus found her. He knew what she needed. He knew what she came for. How did he find her in the crowd? Because he knew. God revealed it to him. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now we talked about the physical. Now what about the spiritual? See,
she not only got a physical healing, she got a spiritual healing. There's something that transformed within her. And that faith, she heard about it. But maybe that's maybe where it started. But I believe somewhere along the way, there was some clarity and understanding that she began to receive in her heart. To recognize, you know what, this is much more than about just a physical healing. There's going to be something else that can happen too. And God did that. Jesus did that for her. Look at the, we just have to look at the results. God, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The same power is still available today. And you know what? Spiritual healing is of greater importance than physical healing anyway. Faith cometh by hearing, and it's something that we need all the time. Lord, how can I get more of it? I get it from your word. I get it from assembling together with your people, and I get it when our people assemble together and they express and make known what God has done for them. Saints, be encouraged this morning. I know that we're all facing trials and tests of life. But continue by the grace and by the help of God to hear, believe all of these promises that he has given us in his word. Continue, whatever you have to do, just, Lord, give me more. And I recognize again that we're human, and there are times that we have doubts. There's times when unbelief creeps in. But we got to stand on God's word. And in those times, we can say, Lord, I need something. I need you to give me some encouragement. And we can go to his word and let that penetrate our ears. And penetrate our hearts, and we can know that he's the same now. The same things that he's done for me in times past, nothing's changed. The only things that changed maybe is our circumstances, but God hasn't changed. So be encouraged this morning. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning. I desire your prayers. That I would put this into practice. Continue. I believe I endeavor to do it, but to do it even more. Lord, help me, Lord. I need some more. You know, I don't know. None of us know the different circumstances of life that we might have to face. But you know what we can do? We can continue to stand on his promises and know that his word is true. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word.